It's Digital Sister, and I'm back with episode 74. I didn't want to wait too long for more time to happen between the podcasts, so I'm dropping one right behind Digital Sister 73. Well, I'm very excited because I wanted to tell you about that I received the official certificate of registration from the U.S. Copyright Office for Digital Sister eZine and blog. And this took about 2 years, just about the same amount of time it took me to get the trademark for Digital Sister. So I would encourage anyone out there, if you have good ideas and you're doing things and putting things together and being creative, take the time and invest the small amount from the Library of Congress Copyright Office. So again, do what you need to do to protect your intellectual property. I'm also very excited because I have produced some podcasts for Hidden Beach Recordings. You may know Hidden Beach Recordings because that is the home of Jill Scott. Well, in any event, I am now part of the Hidden Beach family. Two that are up right now is Let It Be and Crown Royal, which are both songs from Jill Scott's writing, but I think it shows what can be done because, more importantly, 3 years ago, I had the idea hearing about the concept of podcasts, and then I stumbled onto Podomatic and was able to record and do everything. And then, as we talked about last summer, I had a lot of trouble recording, but it was kind of like an epiphany, a motivation point for me, because what happened was is I realized that I had to take matters into my own hand to have control. And so in October, I started purchasing the equipment that I needed, software, everything that I need, and I converted one of the offices here in the building into a podcast production studio. So now I know how to produce and publish, well, not publish, but I know how to produce them at least, myself. And I'm really excited about that now because that is a big step forward, and I think it really shows growth from concept to actually doing it, to now doing it for myself, and now doing it for Hidden Beach Recordings, which is very cool. So I'm real excited about that. So I encourage you to go to www.hiddenbeach.com and listen to the eclectic artists of Hidden Beach Recordings and listen to me, podcast commentaries by Digital Sister. I'm sure you're going to enjoy it, and I'm sure it's going to just make you want to listen to more and more of the great roster of artists that they have at Hidden Beach. I'm very excited, so that's a really very cool thing. I was sorry to hear that my favorite show, Girlfriends, is possibly going to be canceled, if not canceled already. And that's sad because I didn't realize, number one, it had been on since 2000. But secondly, it was a great show because it showed young, you know, African Americans living their lives in L.A. It was a cast of really, I think, great characters. But, you know, nobody was strung out. Nobody was on welfare. I mean, just middle class, upper middle class people living, doing their thing. And we need to see more shows like that. Remember in the mid-90s we had Martin with that show and then Living Single. And those were great shows because we got to see African Americans, you know, living their lives, doing their thing, you know, just regular people. And we just need to see more diversity on television because, unfortunately, it's getting to be just a little bit too much of the same. I really don't want to see, you know, Friends living in New York, yuppies who don't have any friends of color and, of course, are living in New York City but never come into contact with people of color. And you know what show I'm talking about. I don't want to see more of that. I want to see more diversity. I like to see great shows about Latino families. I would love to see something about Asian families. We need to do something else except just lily white shows. That's all I have to say about that. But again, I hope that something else can come, because there was an audience and people enjoyed it. And if the network people weren't so short-sighted, we could see more diversity in programming beyond just these stupid reality shows. I don't know about you, but I'm sick of reality shows. I'd like to see some decent sitcoms with some believable characters, you know, living believable lives. Let's talk about what's going on with the modeling industry. It seems as though, I was just talking about lack of diversity on television, but there seems to be lack of diversity on the catwalk. And one of the big models, Tyson Beckford, was talking about how back in the day there used to be him, Naomi Campbell, Veronica Webb, Tyra Banks, out on the catwalk doing these shows. But there doesn't seem to be that pinch of color anymore. And so there really seems to be big discussion in Fashion Week. And I think what some of the designers are saying is that models who are people of color tend to be have so much personality, or they're so fierce, as they say, that their personality overshadows the fashion, which I think is just hogwash. I just think they don't want to let people into that world, or they don't want to let them into that world anymore. So it's got to be kind of boring just looking at skinny, you know, young white models, when in fact we could be looking at something a little bit more interesting. But in any event, I think that's a point of discussion. I mean, it's the 21st century, 2008. Hey, wake up, people. The planet is browning, despite the fact if you want to accept it or not. So hopefully we'll see a little bit more diversity as that goes along. Now, what's up with Star Jones and Montel? Looks like both shows have been canceled. Montel, after 17 years of having his talk show, who's going to be replaced by a younger version of himself. I hope they don't drag out Wayne Brady again. Hopefully it'll be somebody fresh. But with Star Jones, they canceled her Star Jones show on Court TV, changed the name to True TV. So I wasn't really clear if she's totally gone from Court TV or if she is just not going to have her own show, but will still be part of the anchors or the reporters that they have on the show. So that wasn't clear to me. But in any event, I think, you know, if she's going to be on the show, great. But if that doesn't work or she's not going to be part of it, I think, Star, hey, take a little break, and maybe TV is not what's happening for you right now. Maybe explore other new alternative types of media. Hey, and why not even create something yourself? I mean, you could do it. Why not? But again, I guess you have to see how things are and what's going on. But I think she's going to land on her feet again, and I wish her luck. And I hope she finds the best venue that is good for her talent, because she clearly is a very intelligent woman. I think she just needs to find the right venue. Court TV is probably the right venue. They just probably have to figure out the right show. Or maybe she shouldn't be on air. Maybe she could just be a producer or something like that. But in any event, she probably has to think about what's working for her and what isn't working for her. And, you know, she's going to land on her feet, and I hope and wish all the best to her. Let's see, what else is going on? Well, I think that's about it. Oh, no, one more thing. I thought it was very interesting. I didn't see the Grammys, but I thought it was interesting that Natalie Cole was kind of ticked off that Amy Winehouse won all these Grammys. I mean, Amy just basically checked out of rehab to get to the Grammy show so she could perform. And so Natalie, you know, had some little problems of herself back in the day, but she's cleaned up very well. But she was saying that she didn't think she should have won, because it sent the wrong message that you got a lot of good artists out there doing their thing, struggling, trying to be heard and can't be heard, and you have somebody like her who's a complete druggie and it's just messing up. And, you know, this is who gets rewarded with, you know, 4 or 5 Grammys. So I think Natty was a little ticked off about that. In any event, I think it comes back to what I've just been talking about, why some people are rewarded and get the things, and for many others who are out there struggling and struggling and struggling and will never get it. So, Hey, that's the way life is. It's not always fair. But in any event, I want to thank you for tuning in and continuing to pass the podcast around. And we're going to continue to grow. So in any event, thank you for tuning in. Digital Sister signing out. And remember, the revolution will not be televised. The revolution is on radio. Take care.
Yeah.